Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger just right for you. And I know that a lot of us can feel overwhelmed by our homes, our schedules, and especially our finances at times. So we have a special guest with us to talk with us about that, Kristen Frank. She's author of Living Simple, Free, and Happy, and she's founder of the lifestyle blog, EveOfReduction.com. So welcome, Kristen.
Thank you so much.
So I was looking through the information we're talking before we went on to the recording today, and I said, you know, this is you have a lot of great tips for people to pull back a little bit, maybe declutter their life, get rid of the waste, which I think in society today, there's waste around every corner. I mean, we just look in our closets, we could say, oh, why did I even buy this random pair of pants that I just never even wear? And so talk to us a little bit about how you came to creating EveOfReduction.com, writing the book Living Simple, Free, and Happy, and the message you want to get out to people.
Well, it became my own lifestyle as my husband and I had purchased our home. And at that point, we really didn't have anything. So we sort of were in an accumulate mode. But then we realized, like, how fast you can accumulate. And what you bring into your life actually has a life cycle of purchasing it, storing it, maintaining it. And all of this then becomes part of your lifestyle, just cluttering it up. So we took a stand to say, no, we're not going to live like this. And just really looked at the hard decisions of making sure whatever we brought into our life was something that we really wanted. We assessed that what we really wanted and then just freed ourselves of the rest. And when we did that, we found that our schedules opened up, our home opened up, and it just became easier to function day to day by having less. And this also includes obligations too. So like we say, in your schedule, like, what am I really going to put my time towards? And my money, and just looked at all of that caused by overconsumption and just said no, really.
And how hard was it to start to say no? That first no, and maybe the first no was kind of easy, right? Because you're like, all right, I'm amped to do this. You know, you have a lot of chutzpah about it. You're like, we're going to tackle this and take the bull by the horns. But then as you're doing it and you're getting more requests and social calendars and friends, and why aren't you coming out with me anymore? I miss our happy hours, or this and that. How hard did it get to continue to say no?
Well, it really didn't in the way that I want to pose this. And really, this is my different approach to this lifestyle of simplicity, because it's not like this is a life of tire swings and fishing in a pond. This is a life of higher goals. So what happened was, after we got married, it was, you know, we got the house. I got pregnant like 3 months after we got married. So there were kids. We had student loans. We both went to private colleges. So we had this mound of debt. And we were like, no, we're not living like this. We're not going to have a 30-year mortgage. We're not just going to be living paycheck to paycheck. So saying no actually wasn't that difficult, because we were always looking at all this debt that we had just kind of leapt into. So it wasn't like I'm saying no because I'm a stick in the mud, though it sometimes was perceived that way. It was, I'm saying no because this isn't how I want to live. So this became this lifestyle. And that's really how I came to write my book, because in less than 7 years, we did pay off our mortgage. So people then could look at us and be like, holy cow, wait a minute. We are 34, we had no mortgage. And they're like, well, how did you do this? And then it was like, yeah, there was my book right there.
Yeah.
I did it by
wow.
being what I call a reduction rebel.
Which I think is so cool. I, for one, love alliteration. I call myself an alliteration addict. So I saw a reduction rebel, right? I thought that is awesome. I love that concept. But before we get to the reduction rebel real quickly, I want to ask you this, because I think a lot of people probably are faced with this issue of one person wants to do it and the other person is resisting that, especially in a marriage. You know, you sit down, you look at your finances, what you have, the debt, money coming out, you know, money or money going out, money coming in. And you say, well, you know, we need to be on this page. We need to be on the same page. But what if it's the person is resisting being on the same page? What happens then? How can you get them to be unified with you in your goals?
That is such a great question, because it happens all the time. And luckily for my husband and I, we were on the same page, but I see it all the time. And that's when you do have to look at the higher goals and just say, you know what, we're not living a life without vacations. If that's, you know, where it's really about putting your money where your values are. So as a couple, you have to sit down and say, what do you value? Where are the things we really value? And then look at what can we eliminate, because it really isn't in that realm of higher goals. So it's really about making some, and sometimes hard decisions and compromises, but at the end, when you're both focused on that goal, then it's easier to say, yeah, you're right. Okay, we're not doing that.
Right, right. Now, that's some great, that's some good advice, because I, like I said, I think that that is probably a frequent issue that comes up for couples. Now, back to reduction rebel, because I do love that. What exactly is a reduction rebel? And then how does someone become one?
Well, the term reduction rebel, so basically we talked about reducing our lifestyle. So it's reducing the debt, the stress that comes with overconsumption and consumption, not just with your goods, but with, you know, obligations in your schedule and the waste. So it's really about using your talents then to save money and to find personal fulfillment. So instead of going out and purchasing something to make yourself feel better, actually accomplishing something. And the word rebel comes in that it is hard to do. And so much of this is an emotional thing, that you have to have the self-confidence to be that person who says, no, that's not where I want my time or my money going. And so you really do have to rebel. And like you had said at the beginning of the conversation, yeah, you're going to have outside pressures to be like, well, why don't you want to go to this party? Well, why don't you want to do this? And sometimes it's as simple as saying, look, that's not who I am. Or it's, those are not my goals. Or I really have something else that I'm working on. And you just have to respect that. So becoming a reduction rebel, it's all about using your talent, using your resources, and having self-confidence.
Now, what is the one thing that you want to leave with our listeners, Kristen? And I know they can find so many tips on this as well at the blog, eveofreduction.com, and also within the book, Living Simple, Free, and Happy. But what's the one thing that someone can do today? What action step to reduce stress, debt, and waste?
Look at the way you're spending your time. So here we are, like halfway through our day, and look at what you've done with the time so far today, and who have you served? Have you served others, or have you served yourself and your goals? And I don't mean don't do things for other people, by no means, but it's a lot of times getting on other people's schedule where we feel these obligations. And what happens is what we really want to do for ourselves, what's on our to-do list, gets pushed back. And that gives us a feeling of always being busy instead of having this sense of accomplishment. So look forward through the rest of your day and say, where can I grab some time to really check off something from my own list? And then at the end of the day, say, hey, I've done this. And I've done it for myself. And that can be learning something, actually doing something, fixing something that's on your to-do list, and it brings order back into your house. And once you have this order, it brings the peace along with it.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I know when I can check something off my to-do list and I say, boom, accomplished. Feels good. And then you have energy to do the next thing. So it's a nice ripple effect. And thank you, Kristen, again, so much for being here. I really appreciate you sharing with our listeners. And just a reminder that Kristen's book, Living Simple, Free, and Happy, it's available at Barnes & Noble nationwide, Amazon.com, and the blog, again, eveofreduction.com. You can also get a free sample chapter from her book, eveofreduction.com/Jennings, like Jennings Wire, Jennings. So eveofreduction.com/Jennings. You can preview that sample chapter, and you can also see her many upcycling project tutorials. Kristen also sends out exclusive free newsletters 5 times a year that you can subscribe to as well on the blog. So thanks again, Kristen. It was fun.
Thank you, Stacey. I appreciate it.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.